The minority population of the United States is now 100 million, according to estimates just released by the Census Bureau. One-third of the country. The largest minority, Hispanics, 44 million. The fastest growing minority, Hispanics, over 25% increase since 2000. The growth in the Hispanic population can mean two different things politically. More Democratic voters, but also a backlash against illegal immigrants. The backlash is already having an impact on the Republican presidential race, where candidates have been feeling pressure to take a tougher line on illegal immigration.
They get the hint here, there's conversions happening on this issue also.
Which reaction predominates depends on the state. Two groups of states have had higher than average Hispanic population growth. One is states in the interior West, like Arizona, Nevada, and Colorado. They already have large Hispanic populations. Hispanic voting power could help tilt those Bush states into the Democratic column with less risk of backlash.
People are more accustomed to having immigrants work with them, see them on the streets, see them in the stores. Here, I think maybe a new immigration compromise will be embraced.
Some Midwestern, Southern, and Northeastern states also have seen higher than average Hispanic increases, including politically potent states like Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Despite the increases, those states still have very low Hispanic populations, with higher proportions of illegal immigrants. In those states, Hispanic empowerment is still a long way off, but the risk of backlash is greater.
In those states, I think the new immigration, the more open immigration, will be a tougher sell for that population. It may not go down very well.